Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome, everyone. Welcome here. Welcome to those online. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's all stand together. We worship you, Father, this morning. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence here. Hallelujah. Just thank him this morning. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank you for bringing us here safely. Thank you that we can be in your presence, Father, and we can worship you. We praise your name this morning. We worship you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. Have your way. Hallelujah. We just surrender everything to you at your feet, Lord. We worship your name. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Hallelujah. God is great. God is great. God is great. Hallelujah. God is mighty. God is faithful. We worship you. We honor you this morning. Let's praise God together. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
praise you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah.
Idiot. walked upon the seas, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you.
Oh, Of your great name, Jesus. shout hallelujah. Father, we're so thankful for your presence. We're thankful, Lord, for another opportunity to enjoy your goodness in the land of the living. We stand in agreement and restate the testimony of your servant David. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Lord, you are here. Your word says, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. And where your spirit is, and you are a spirit, there is liberty. Today we step into the realm of supernatural liberty. Liberty in the spirit, in the soul, in the body. God of breakthroughs, let this day, the fifth day of October, 2025, be a watershed experience for every man and every woman, every boy and every girl, everyone, oh God, that is here this very moment, and those that will hear and experience the ministry from this day in the days to come. Let the impartation be so great that all lives truly are transformed for your glory and honor. We give you praise, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of our Savior, Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm glad that you took time and you fought through all of the elements to be here this morning, to experience the goodness of God and to experience the power of God in a very real way. You may be seated. Just briefly, because I'm going to ask you guys to, before our guest speaker comes in, I'm going to ask you to do Igwe one more time. How many of you were here last Thursday during the last day of the feast? And I said to us that the speakers that God has for us, there was something missing. Someone was missing. I don't know who it was. If you remember that. Okay. Well, we found the missing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know the Lord was hiding it from me. He wouldn't tell me who it was. And I guess it was because I did not know who it was until the next day. Somebody say, God is good. Somebody say, your steps are ordered of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, my steps are ordered of the Lord. When I acknowledge the Lord in all of my ways, he will direct my path. When I acknowledge the Lord in some of my ways, all? Not some? All. What does all mean? 99%. 99.99999%. No? 100%? All. Say, Father, help me to acknowledge you in all all my ways, so that you can direct my path. God cannot direct you if you don't acknowledge him as Lord in every area of your life. May I say that again? God cannot direct you if you don't acknowledge his lordship in every area of your life. So say this again with me. Lord, help me in your mercy and your loving kindness to be fully surrendered to your lordship so you can direct me. And when God directs you, you will not falter. Praise the Lord. On your weakest day, you'll still be stronger than anything that the devil can throw at you. Do you receive that?
Yes.
Then shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. In just a moment, our speaker is going to be introduced to you. But before he does, I heard it in my spirit that this song, Igwe, should be sung one more time. Because the true King, Jesus, is here. But he is the King of what?
Kings.
And a king is also in our midst, representing the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I encourage you to position yourself to receive from this man of God. Don't miss out. Get ready. Sax.
Kosa babire, kosi babire, kuma solorun bire.
Igwe.
Kosa babire, kosi babire, kuma solorun bire.
Igwe.
Kosa babire, kosi babire, kuma solorun bire.
Igwe.
Kosa babire, kosi babire, kuma solorun. Oh, my little child, I couldn't change my mind.
God. So you speak Yoruba now and Igbo and everything? Hallelujah. Thank God for His grace. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate you guys. Quite a few of you are missing today, but you did really good. Thank you. God bless. Please be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Well, I just got acquainted with this dear man of God. And he's been a major blessing in my life. You know, there are people that you meet and you think you've known them all of your life. That's who this man has become to me. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me clear directives. Even this morning, I was supposed to be dressed in a particular way. And the Lord says, no, I want you in white because my servant is coming in white. So I changed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, if you acknowledge Him in all of your ways, He will do what? He will direct your path to the finest details. To the finest details. He tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and why you need to do it. So, I was being patient, waiting to hear from God about who it was that this person had already met him. And yesterday evening, he was ministering, he was hosting a conference here in the city. I was privileged to speak in the evening of Friday. So I wasn't here for our leadership prayer meeting. I was there. And the conference was done Saturday. And I spoke to one of the lieutenants. I said, he's occupied already speaking Sunday somewhere. He said, yes. I said, okay. So I went home, only to have a flash. Oh, Papa said he's willing to come to your church. I said, huh? So this is the person. Even though I wasn't pushing, God was aligning things. And I know it is for me, and I know it's for you. So I don't want you to miss this. But before he comes up, the grace on his life will introduce him. But I want you to know that Reverend Samson Ajetomobi, that's spelled for the media guys, AJETOMOBI. He's the president of the Men of Issachar Vision Incorporated, which commenced in 1989 and is the overseer of the Redemptive Faith Churches worldwide. Reverend Samson is a trained agricultural engineer and is a certified professional manager who is a member of the International Professional Managers Association, United Kingdom, and a fellow of Certified International Professional Managers. He's also a member of the Development Associate Institute, an alumnus of Haggai Institute, Miami, USA. Praise the Lord. His love for the community of saints is deep. This is a man that holds conferences and people come from the nations of the world. He's traveled, impacted lives, seen the dead raised, seen miracles of every sort happening, not from any effort of his, but by the movings of God. Today, we receive him. He's married to Reverend Stella Ajetumubi for decades. 32 years. Hallelujah. 32 years. Mama and I beat you on that one. Yeah, you people are just starting. Hallelujah. But he's a man graced with a healing anointing, not only for physical bodies, but for marriages, families. People are set free from addictions of every sort. I don't want to say much more, but to welcome my newfound friend, my brother, and co-laborer in the vineyard of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Apostle, please. Thank you, sir. Bless you.
We honor you, sir. We thank you so much for the privilege to speak on your pulpit. And the joy of knowing you is a sweet memory for us. We will not forget it. Thank you for asking us to come. This morning, I'll be sharing a very short message with you, and I will be praying together. So I'd like to keep you standing as we read the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 1, verse 11 and verse 12. We shall all read together. If it can be on the screen, that would be excellent. And we'll read the loudest we can. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to verse 12. Are we ready to read? Okay, shall we read? Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Amen. Amen. You may please be seated. Make a few notes if you can. Few thoughts from these two verses of scripture. Number one is that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then the Lord said, then the Lord said to me, look, Jeremiah. Look, Jeremiah, what do you see? We are product of our sight. What you see can change your worldview completely. Anybody agree with that? What do you see, Jeremiah? Because if you see it the way God sees it, then you will have God's kind of result. But if you see it with the flesh, and you can't see it from the spiritual dimension, then it becomes very difficult. So he says, what do you see, Jeremiah? And Jeremiah says, I see the tree of almond. And the response of God was of great interest. He says, you have seen well. Can I pray with you briefly? Lift up your right hand if you don't mind. That every direction you turn, you will see well. Amen. You will see things the way God wants you to see them. Amen.
And you will become the product of what you see. In the name of Jesus. Life shows us different pictures. Some see defeat. Some surrender because of what they have seen. Some give up on church because of what they have seen. But if you can see what God sees, then you will become what God intends to do. And God never wastes men. So when you start seeing yourself in God's perspective, you start seeing your relationship in God's perspective, you start seeing your businesses in God's perspective, and you start seeing your Christian service from the perspective of God, that every time I'm in church, I serve God. Then nobody will remind you to be in church. Because you see that everybody who serves God becomes a better product. Amen. So he said to him, "What do you see?" "I see a tree of almond." For theologians among us, let me help your mind a little. Because I asked myself the question, why will Jeremiah see a tree of almond? What is it about almond? Is that okay? He could have seen something else. Now, almond is a great economic valued tree. And if a man can see that, it can change your life forever. Almond gives you nutrition as a food source. Almond is medicinal in value for those who use it. Almond is used for skin care. To care your sin, to be sure that no disease, nothing eat up your flesh. That's what part of what almond is used for. Almond is a milk for our mothers who go to grocery at the shopping malls. You know there's a milk called almond. Now that's made out of it. And that's what Jeremiah saw. He saw almond, so milk. Almond is a timber also that can be used for wood. Anything by wood design. Almond has a way of controlling erosion because of its size in a given area that is prone to environmental degradation. Almond can stop erosion and control the environment very well. Almond has great economic value and great spiritual value. Number 17, verse 8. Aaron, when there was contention over who should be the high priest and the leader, the Bible says, and the staff of Aaron grew budded and produced an almond on it. So almond can be a reference of spiritual authority, spiritual acceptance, and spiritual leadership. Do you understand that? And then it says, almond gives you oil extractions. You can make oil out of almond and sell it and make a lot of money from it. So when he said to the Lord, "I see a tree of almond," God seems to be saying to Elijah, "The season of your struggle and poverty is over." Amen. You have been able to see what will produce things you need for living, for family, for business. If you can see it, then your business will blossom. Amen. Your health will blossom. Amen. Because almonds have a supply for the body, skin care. So every sickness is in your body. If you can see what God is showing you, then you will be cured. Yes. What do you see? And God says, "I will be on time to bring to pass what you see." In life, at times, we get cheated by people. People take advantage of us. And at times, people troubled our work and trouble our ministry, trouble our churches, trouble our homes. Do not surrender to those pressures and challenges. Amen. When Lot took advantage of Abraham by choosing the good paths, and he went towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and his head was down to say, look at the little boy I raised. Now he's kicking against me. Is that okay? It's destabilized my work. God said to him that when Lot had departed, can you imagine that? Genesis 13. When Lot had departed, God said to him, to Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. So you are not down yet, if you can see.
Yes.
You didn't hear me.
Amen.
I said, you are not down yet, if you can see.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what you have lost, you are not out yet, if you can see. That's why it says, he said, your men will see visions. You never stop seeing. You see, life is ended when you can see a better version of you. You can see a better you. You can see a greater you. All you see is the you that used to be of 5 years ago. That is not progressive. God said to Abraham, lift up now your eyes. Look towards the north. Look towards the south. Look towards the east. Look towards the west. And everywhere you go that your feet can step on, I will give it to you.
Amen.
So when you can see, then decisions are required of hard work. So it's not seeing alone and thinking it will just happen. No, seeing helps to guide your direction, your movement. Is that okay? So you don't start going round and round and making guesses and wasting your life. You can see it. And once you can see it, one more thing is required. Decisions to walk. He said to Abraham, stand up. Walk through the length and breadth of the land. I see a great church here. I see a revival here. And if you have said amen to it, then this church must wake up into outreaching. Is that okay? Amen. Into crusades, into soul winning. That is the action plan. Amen. Does that make sense to anybody?
Amen.
If you see a family life coming out of you, even though your home had pressures here and there, then the action plan, if you can see a new marriage, a new you, a new romantic life, then the action plan will be a renewal of your mind to value your spouse.
Amen.
Does that make sense to anybody?
Amen.
That's how to see the almond that is ahead of you. It could be your health. If you can see that God is still the healer and you can trust him, then you will see the healing power of God take place in your life. What do you see? Are you here?
Yes.
What do you see? In my country, many years ago, all my friends and other people who honor us, they were all building houses, and I was being invited to come and dedicate the houses. So I will go with my wife, we'll go and dedicate the house. I said, this house is beautiful. Lord, we'll dedicate this house, we'll bless the owner and whatever. One day we were leaving one of the houses we dedicated, and my wife said, my husband, I think you have anointing to be dedicating the house. Even a piece of land you don't have. You are just dedicating people's house everywhere. You have no land. You have no house. So who's going to dedicate your own? And I reply her softly. I say, God heard what you say. Do you hear the statement? What did I say to her? God heard what you say. And God will answer you very shortly.
Amen.
And the following month, four men walk up to me and said to me, the Lord spoke to us to build you your house, and any design you have anywhere in the world, give it to us. We will build a house for you. So I didn't build the house I live in. Four men came to build a house for me.
Hallelujah.
Because I could see it, but I didn't have the resources. My wife provoked the resources by that statement. But I said, but God is hearing you. You You see, when you look at Jeremiah, it says, "What seest thou? I see a tree of Alma." God said, "You have seen well." So I saw well, and now the almond came through four people, and they built their house.
Hallelujah.
And people come to my house today, and I say, "Wow, this is a beautiful place." I say, "You don't know the story. Just enter and sit down and eat and go." Do you understand it? There is nothing God cannot alter if you can see the power of God prevailing over that situation.
Yes.
Is that well understood?
Amen.
At times, we are disadvantaged for what we didn't see. And I counsel you, that's my prayer today, that the Lord will open your eyes. Mm. You will see well. Amen. You will do well. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to stand on your feet. We're going to pray. I don't know what you see about yourself, but one thing you should never see, don't see yourself as a failure.
Amen.
Don't see yourself as a defeated person. Don't see your marriage as not possible to work again. Don't. Don't see that seed a health condition and say, "This sickness is going to kill me." No, sir. There is no health condition that God cannot reverse if you can see the hands of God in it.
Hallelujah.
Is that okay? Yeah. Don't see that your career is finished, everything is working against you. No, sir. Please don't. If you can see God's intervention, then you will soon rejoice after the service. You become what you see. The Bible says Abraham, though his body was weak and dying away, he didn't consider the dying body.
Mm.
Is that okay? He was seeing an intervention. He was seeing a miracle. He didn't consider the dying body. I met a man in my city. He sat beside a noble woman in my country called Mama Awolowo. So if you know Nigerian history, there's the Awolowo family. And I was preaching in their town, in Ikene. I had a crusade. And Mama was seated like this. And this other man was seated next to Mama in that crusade. Now, everybody who is noble, who is wealthy, knows that that man, he is also a wealthy man, but he has no child because he's impotent. He wasn't born impotent. The enemy attacked him and he became impotent. So he's hanging around. He's got all the money, but he has no child. He has nothing. And his heart cry is that, "Lord, I can have a child to inherit all of this investment." Do you understand the cry of that man? And I was preaching. I didn't know anything. I was just preaching. And I said, by the Spirit, I said, "There's somebody here. God is restoring your potency. He's giving life to your body." And right immediately in the crusade, this man had erection for the first time.
Wow.
He didn't care about the crowd. He ran up the stage and was going to unzip. "We have to hold him. Chairman, don't go that far." Now, he couldn't imagine it, that just by speaking the word, what had been dead for a long time can come alive. I'm about to speak the same word to you.
Amen.
Whatsoever thing is not working well around you will begin to work well.
Amen.
The word of God will prevail.
Amen.
In your situation.
Amen.
There will be a rejoicing.
Amen.
There will be a dancing. Beginning from today, everything not working well around you begin to work well.
Amen.
Because we have seen well. We have seen God's intervention.
Yes, that's
so that's God right. Begin to settle immigration matters.
Amen.
God begin to settle business matters.
Amen.
God begin to settle your health.
Amen.
Anything not working well around you, I command them now to begin to work well.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
The Lord will lift up your head.
Amen.
He will take shame away from you.
Amen.
Amen.
He will give you fresh opportunities. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As you go out this week, the Lord order your steps. Amen. The Lord order your steps. Amen. You will be right on time. Amen. Your helpers will be right on time. Amen. Favor will be accessible on time. Amen. And the hand of the Lord will defend you. Amen. I bless you. I bless this church. Amen. I bless the leadership. Amen. I bless all the youths. Yes. You will be fire brands. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
And amen.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to know, church, God has given you a great father as a pastor. Of your pastor. Apostle is a man with a great heart and he believes in the body of Christ. We can thank you enough for all your support, all your encouragement, and all you have been. We will not forget it. Thank you very much, sir. Can we celebrate Apostle as we will leave shortly?
So much.
Please don't leave. I need you to pray for some people.
Oh, okay, because there's a church that want me to just pray for them. They are doing an anniversary. They had them in town. But I'm still here till Thursday.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Bless you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man of God, you don't know what you accomplished here for me. Today's your Thanksgiving service in Nigeria, right?
Yes.
It was in a Thanksgiving service that my father put me on the offering plate September 5th of 1976. And the passage of scripture that God brought to me was right here in Jeremiah chapter 1. And this morning, the Lord was speaking to me about that. Last Friday, I think it was, I spoke from this particular passage. And this is continuity. And we receive every word that you have given to us today. Thank you, sir. Thank you so very much. Well, he's on high demand. He's living here right now and going to another church. But before he goes, Pastor Paul, can you please come and take care of the offering time and communion time? And I'm just going to step out with him real quickly. Amen. Where did he go? Come over here. Thank you.
Thank Father God today. We give God the honor, and we give these men the honor as well. It is good to honor those who serve us, those who speak the word of God in power, because their lives has been fully given to the Lord. God is so good. God wants each and every one of us to be healed. Today, you need to proclaim that today is the day that you are healed. And you need to take it from above. You need to take it, because if you don't take it, it's there for you. You need to just reach out and take it. What did the lady do who was, when Jesus was walking by and there was a crowd? She reached out and touched his hem. And because she touched his hem, she received the healing. She reached out. Each one of us have to reach out. Reach out and touch the Lord, because he has something great for you right now. The word was spoken, and you can receive. Healing is in the word of God. People receive from the word. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. There's a powerful anointing right now on this. I can feel it, and it's going out. Just reach out and receive it. Receive, receive, receive. Each and every one of us, even myself, I receive it too. Father God, we thank you that you are our healer. You sent Jesus to heal us. Jesus is the healer. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Just worship, Father God. Lord, we thank you. We give you hallelujahs. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We honor you, Father God. We honor you with everything that we have. We honor you with our lives first, because without giving our lives, Father God, we have nothing. But when we give our lives to you, Father God, we receive everything that you have for us from heaven. And we receive healings right now. Everyone, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Today is a great day. The rain is pouring outside, and that's the Spirit of God coming down from heaven. Reach out and receive what God has in that realm as well. Because if there's no rain, there is nothing that grows. And you and I today, as we come here and give of our tithes and offerings, we receive from the rain that God has. It's like rain. When you tithe, it's like you giving, but it's also receiving. Because in your giving, you receive. Give and you shall receive. Simple as that. Without giving, can you receive from God? Everything is possible. Yes, it is. And God wants to show you that there's more than just the natural things. He wants to see, he wants to show you that the word God says, test and see what the Lord can or will do. So now, in your offering, or in your tithes, if you want to receive more from God, more from God, more, more, more. Give much, you receive more. You go to the store, you buy something with a value, what do you pay? You pay more. Or you can buy the cheap one, don't give as much. It's the same with God. God respects the giver. If he respects what you give, the amount that you give means everything to God. Because you might have $1 million, and if you give only $5, God sees that too. It's not what God really looks at. He appreciates you beginning to give, but this is only very small. He looks at percentages. Just like the lady who gave that penny or the two mites. It's very little, but it was everything, absolutely everything that she had. And today, if you give everything about your life to God, that's a spiritual thing. But now show it in your finances, because your finances are important to you and me. And you're giving something which is important to God. And when you give something that's important from you to God, and you give the much of it, do you think God's not going to see that? God loves a cheerful giver, and I keep on saying that. And God loves a cheerful giver. And today we need to come together and to just honor God with what he has given us first. He's given us so much. He gave his son first, but he's given us, look at our country. We have a beautiful country, paved roads. That all comes from God. Do you think it just happened? No. It all comes from above. And we get to use it. It's our benefit to use it. And we thank God right now through our giving, even for these things. And God will continue to give. And we will receive, continue to receive the greatness that God has for us. And come now and give of what the Lord has given to you. All in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Blessings.
Hallelujah. Were you blessed by the word of the Lord this morning? Amen. Amen. Tomorrow, just a quick announcement. Tomorrow, we start 7 days of meetings. And these 7 days are the Feast of Sukkot, or the Feast of Tabernacles. And God has captioned it, the theme, as Abiding Grace. We're going to have speakers, Prophet Paul Ameh from Nigeria. We're going to have Apostle Daniel Matiola from London. We're going to have Apostle Sam Jolia Kintaya, and he's from Sierra Leone. These men are going to pour into our lives. They are praying intensively for the word of the Lord for you and I. And I want to encourage you as strongly as I can. Don't miss the opportunity. Participate. Get engaged. Get ready. God is building one brick after the other. He is putting an infrastructure together in you and in me because of the great things he has in store for us. And he's trusting you to make time for him so that the timeless workings of grace will flow in every one of us. Amen? Praise the Lord. I hear the Lord saying that somebody's getting healed. Receive your healing right now. Hallelujah. Receive your healing. Receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something that man says it's impossible to cure is getting eradicated from your life once and for all. You will not experience this situation ever, ever, ever again. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to share together in communion. Get your communion elements.
rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He will touch you and make you whole. Lord, we take off your body and we eat. We eat in remembrance of you. And as we eat, we declare wholeness in every aspect of our bodies. Thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Your loving kindness. Oh, your loving kindness has brought life to us. We take and eat. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is the cup of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. As we take of this precious blood, let that which God ordained and instituted in his perfect will be made manifest in all of our lives and in his church. Take and be sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, before we leave today, I'm going to have one of the daughters in this house come and share our project information with every one of us. Where's Sister Nicole? She must be upstairs. Okay, just be seated.